This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Kevin Kniestad. Comedian Rob Schneider is probably best known for characters from Saturday Night Live, like the Copy Machine Guy, or movies like Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. But he originally got a start in stand-up comedy and has recently returned to his roots. He'll be performing at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte tonight and tomorrow, and he joins us now. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Well, you got your start in stand-up comedy, and now I've kind of come back to your roots again. What made you decide to do stand-up again?
Well, Chris Rock made a movie with me a few years ago with Adam Sandler, Grown Ups, and he said, you got to get back and do stand-up. You'd be great at it. I said, I don't know what I talk about. Just talk to what you're talking about with me. But then I just, you know, I also saw George Carlin perform before he passed away, and he was still just brilliant and, you know, topical, but also just had a real distinctive point of view about life. And that was the challenge for me. I never felt like I got where I wanted to be with stand-up, because by the time I started to get pretty good at it, I got on Saturday Night Live and became famous, which was a good thing, by the way.
You were hired at Saturday Night Live in 1988. How were you hired?
They saw me doing stand-up. I guess they have their spies, you know. And I always believed that, you know, if you're funny, they're going to find you, and not you have to find them. And it did. They just, I got on, I think Lorne Michaels first saw me on HBO Young Comedian Special in the late 80s. And then I had an audition, and he was in the room at the famous Melrose Improv, and he said, you know, they were supposed to meet with me the next day, and I said, well, I've got a gig in San Diego, and I said, if he wants to meet with me, you can fly me to New York. Then I was driving to San Diego thinking, wow, did I just make the most gigantic mistake of my life for $75? And I broke out in a cold sweat, but sure enough, out of all the people who had he met with, the only person he flew to New York was me. So I got the gig, and that was a real life changer.
Has the show changed? I mean, do you still watch the show? Has the show changed over the last 25 years?
I mean, it's still reliant on the same things. You need to have original characters for the show to be a hit. In other words, it's something for people to like really get excited about and kind of repeat those catchphrases. And then you have to have stuff happening in the world. And I remember when I was on Saturday Night Live, I would, we did a sketch, like I did a Copy Machine Guy sketch, you know, or Kevin, the Kevinator, Kevin Rafa.
Sting! Der Stinglehofer! Making copies! The McStingster! Stingatola!
The next
Sting.
Morning, Sunday, I'd be going to the corner store to get milk when I used to drink milk. I would hear people doing that sketch, and they didn't even know I was in the grocery store. So that was like, wow, this is a powerful thing.
Well, you know, you've played all these memorable characters, you know, and you just talked about one of them, but also in movies, too, and you've had some extremely memorable lines. Do you get people still to this day that ask you to do the Copy Machine Guy routines all these years later, or that call you Deuce Bigelow? And how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm always flattered by it. I mean, I never take it, the wrong way. You know, I think if something, the thing is, if you make somebody laugh hard about something, they'll remember it. I mean, sometimes, I mean, when it was first happening, I couldn't go anywhere. It was like, Adam Sandler, when we did the You Can Do It thing, I mean, literally, the weekend before the Waterboy came out, he said, you're not going to be able to go anywhere this weekend without hearing You Can Do It. And it was like 10 years of that.
You're working on a new 8-episode television series called Real Rob, which, you know, you financed and produced yourself. What made you want to go the independent route with this new series?
Well, first of all, I didn't want to go independent. I wanted to be like on a big network, getting tons of money, and then, you know, and presents and toys, and then treating me really good and taking me out to dinners and spoiling me. That's what I want. I didn't do this because, like I said, I turned down all these amazing offers I was getting from the networks and stuff. It was something like, well, I can do this. I averaged 11 million viewers on CBS. And they still canceled the show. And I said, well, 11 million, that's not enough for you. That's enough for me. I'll do it on my own. So we just had to suck it up and figure out how you do it. I mean, the difference is if we make some mistakes or like something didn't happen, you got to recast or the location doesn't work out. You need more equipment. I have to pay for it. So that's a different thing. So it's a little scarier in that sense because there's no backup. But at least we can do what we want. So I think at the end of the day, you have to just practice really to remember that you're trying to make yourself and your friends laugh. That'll bring other people to it.
Rob Schneider will be performing tonight and tomorrow at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte. Rob Schneider, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.